is Free Talk Live. We're launching in hour number two of the Saturday edition of the program. You dial toll-free, bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their websites. We give ours away, so enjoy it free at freetalklive.com. Continuing with your phone calls about whatever you want, let's start things out with Bill, listening to WXNT in Indianapolis. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you guys doing this evening?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I want to talk about deficits, Republicans, and Democrats. Isn't it amazing how all of a sudden that we're, in the last couple of months, we've got a Democrat in office and we're worried about deficits? Where were we the last 8 years?
Yeah, it's funny. We were operating on a deficit budget the entire Bush administration, and nobody really cared about deficits at that point. The principled Republicans, they just didn't even come up on their radar screen.
Right, because the principle they go by is that whatever the Republicans do is good. That's their principle.
When Dick Cheney made a speech in 2001, and he said deficits don't matter. Now, what happened to that mantra?
Seems like it's still going strong today.
I've got one final question for you guys. I want somebody to call in that is an economics guru, somebody who knows everything about economics and the economy, and I do not know the answer to this question. I want somebody to define the difference between when does a recession turn into a depression, and what is the criteria? What are the numbers that we're looking for?
That's an excellent question. I have no idea what the answer is. Mark, any idea?
A recession is when somebody loses their job. A depression is when you lose yours.
I know. I'm talking, I know. I heard that joke before, and that's a good one. But I'm talking about, serious economic numbers. What does it take to qualify? Why did we call the Great Depression the Great Depression? Why is this just a recession? This is what I want to know.
All right, the question's out there. Bill, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Can you answer Bill's question? What is the difference between a recession and a depression? 800-259-9231. In the meantime, we continue with your calls about anything. We'll talk to Steve, listening to WFLA in Florida. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I'm an economic guru. I want to answer that guy's question.
All right, by all means.
Start off. After the first 100 people die of starvation, then it's a depression.
Do you think we're going to get to that?
I'm sorry?
Do you think we're going to get to that?
I don't know. I mean,
I don't either.
That's not for me. I want to call about all these things that Obama is doing for us. Why don't they have kids out of high school make it mandatory to join up for 2 years minimum in service? And then they could use the VA the rest of their life for the hospital needs and all their medical needs.
Well, actually, I don't know if you're joking, but they're actually coming close to doing that. They're not going to do it for necessarily just...
He's doing volunteer. He's a volunteer. I heard that.
They're going to claim it's voluntary first, and then they're going to... Yeah. It's going to end up being that all young people in America are going to be forced to become government bureaucrats.
They should have a minimum 2 years mandatory.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Is Canada to do that?
I don't know whether Canada does it or not. They do it,
and the country is well organized. And I can elaborate on that.
Do you think they should all have the same haircut too?
Let me just tell you, I'm a Vietnam veteran, and I went in at the age of 15.
Did you volunteer for Vietnam?
Yeah, 1973 I went in.
Okay. Did you like the idea of serving around, draftees?
It was a whole different ball game. It's something like it is now.
What do you mean by that?
Well, number one, the population's probably tripled since I was in, as far as the population of the youth that could be serving in the military, as far as the numbers. I don't know what the natural numbers are, but there's probably three times as many guys that could serve in the military in that age group.
Aren't you in the baby boomer generation? Isn't that who they had? These are the children of World War II?
I'm a little different kind of person. I'm not really a boomer. I got three sons, I guess I wasn't a baby boomer.
I'm just saying that maybe they actually had as many or more kids at that time because, well, they're baby boomers. There were a lot of them. So you're saying, let me see if I got you straight here.
All I'm saying is I'm not trying to make it a Russian government or communist where they control you. But I'm just saying if kids if all youth out of high school got the 2 years minimum high school in the service, okay, whatever service they wanted to go into, and they had, that would give them medical for the rest of their life with the VA, they had to build more VAs. But they would have not have this care.
Is that the reason why you're advocating that? Let me just clarify what your reasoning is for this. Why should kids do that? Is it just so they can get free medical care? Or what is your motivation?
That would be one. And if they stay and make a career out of it, then they got a career already intact.
Career as a bureaucrat. I mean, is that what you... As a bureaucrat, is that what you want for our nation? A nation of bureaucrats?
Bureaucrat. Who said bureaucrat?
No, Mark. Militaries, they're not bureaucrats, Mark.
Right. That's people that work for the government are bureaucrats. Do you want a nation of bureaucrats?
No, but I want to not hear about this healthcare problem that they talk about every day with Obama.
And that's
going to
be solved by everyone joining the military so they can go get healthcare from the VA?
The healthcare problem you'll hear about at that point is the kind that you hear about in VA hospitals. Mold growing on the wall. People thinking that their doctors are trying to kill them. I mean, you're not solving the problem, you're just turning us into a socialized system.
Okay, let me stop you there, partner.
Yes, sir.
I've had three surgeries at the VA up in Ohio. I had a double hernia, I had my appendix taken out, and I had an abdominal issue going on. And I had three operations in the Dayton Hospital in Dayton, Ohio, at the VA. And I tell you what, it was impeccable. Everything was clean. I was taken care of. It was impeccably totally different to what you hear about.
That's great. I'm glad that the experience was good for you.
Wait, before you go on, sir, I'm glad that the experience was good for you. However, there are people out there whose opinions are just as valid as yours that say that the experience is horrifying. They believe their doctors are trying to kill them, that there's mold growing on the walls of their rooms, and that it's disgusting.
They're being prescribed medicines that they don't need, and all kinds of other awful things. It doesn't matter, but it's government socialized healthcare. Look, I want to get back to the issue that you are advocating that every single young person in America be enslaved for 2 years, sir. Do you understand the ramifications of what you're saying?
Were you in the military? Did you serve in the military?
Thank goodness, no. I did something productive with my life.
That's my point. Right? So you don't know what you're talking about, so you shouldn't.
So my opinion is, because you were in the military, you should be able to tell everybody how they have to live their life?
Who do you think you are?
I can tell you that you were not in the military. I can tell you how it was.
That's right, because I don't like taking orders.
Wait a second. If I can get a veteran to call in here and say that he thinks it's a bad idea that people be forced to go in the military, is that somehow more valid because I wasn't in the military?
You think that'd be hard to do? You think there's not somebody out there that would think just the opposite of what I'm talking about?
I know there is.
You didn't answer the question.
I'm sure there is. I'm not saying there's not.
You didn't answer the question.
I'm sure there's many of them.
You're saying as though our opinion is invalid because we weren't in the military. I'm telling you that there's somebody who is in the military who's listening right now who will call in and say that you're crazy, that they would hate the idea that their child be forced to go into the military.
I'll tell you what. I don't think that way. And you weren't in the military. You can't really. You don't know nothing about the military.
He's going right like a broken record.
I know I have to pay for the military. I know that they dump tools over. I know that they kill people and break things for a living.
You can have your opinion. I'm not saying you can't have your opinion. I never said you guys. I never once you put that word in my mouth. I never once said you guys that I was down here for your opinion about it. I'm not saying you can have your opinion about it. That's fine. Everybody's got their opinion.
You just don't think it's valid. You don't believe our opinion is valid because we haven't been through the same situation.
It's not my place to judge your opinion.
You already did judge us. Did he judge our opinion a few
months
ago?
Yes, you're not in the military. Shut up.
Isn't that what you just said? Have you been drinking tonight? You are a Vietnam veteran.
No, it's what you're doing.
Nice. I know that's not nice.
What's that got to do with... I'm not down you guys what you said.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to put you on hold because I want to bring it back. Put him on hold. We're going to bring him back here in a little bit. Now, I want to get to, if he'll hang on, I really do want to get to the rationale behind why he wants people to go to the military. He's mentioned health care. Okay, so he wants people to get health care. That's
I
nice.
I want people to have health care, too. I just don't believe that providing it,
single-payer, universal style.
Socialized medicine stinks.
That's what that
the
is.
The fact
yeah.
is, the United States, health care system, the sort of free market-ish, more free market system than the rest of the world, supports the rest of the world because, well, we pay for the drugs to be... the research for the drugs.
I'd like to also invite anybody who is in the military that or has been in the military that has a different opinion as this gentleman. If you'd like to talk to Steve in Florida, we'll put you on the line with him here. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Go Government officials like to think they know better than the rest of us. They tell us what we can buy and when we can buy it. Everything from guns and booze to cold medicine and cigarettes. Now they've gone even farther. Cities across the country are now trying to tax and ban bottled water. That's right. Simple, no alcohol, no caffeine, no calorie bottled water. They say it's wasteful and buying it is, quote, stupid. But who are they to decide? If politicians decide you shouldn't even be able to buy bottled water, what's next? Visit us at enjoybottledwater.org and sign the petition to keep the nanny state out of our water bottles.
Gun Day, Gun Day, Gun Day. 3 days to exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shooting military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, shotguns, rifles, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457 or visit knobcreekrange.com. That's K-N-O-B, creekrange.com.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. March 20th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $949.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $976.55, $488.27 for the half ounce, and $244.14 for a quarter ounce. That's $976.55, $488.27, and $244.14.
We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99. With free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is the Saturday edition of the show. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, including archives. If you missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website, and they're yours free, going back for an entire year at freetalklive.com. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We continue here in moments. We're going to bring back our caller. I think you did hang through, but first,
The bureaucrats undermine your right to bear arms. Now they're taxing bottled water. That's right, water. Log on to enjoybottledwater.org and tell them enough is enough. Sign a petition fighting taxes and regulations on bottled water. After all, if they can tax water, what will they tax next? Enjoybottledwater.org.
800-259-9231. We're going to bring back Steve. Hopefully he's still with us. Steve, listening to WFLA down in Florida. Are you still there, sir?
Yes, I am.
Okay, very good. Now, Steve, you're a Vietnam veteran, and you believe...
Yeah, I'm just playing, yeah.
You believe, and let me see if I've got this clear, you believe that all young people in America should be forced into military service for a two-year time frame. After that, they'll be taken care of.
You sound like I'm trying to send them to jail. You're like forced into, like it's some kind of a bad thing to go join the military.
Yeah, it is. It is a bad thing if you're forced to join the military, sir. If you're choosing to join the military, then that's your business. But if you're forced to join the military, you don't think that's a bad thing? You think it's okay to force people to do things?
Wait a minute. You got to look at the world today. You see what's going on out there? I mean, you understand what's happening on the world these days, don't you?
What are you referring to? There's a lot happening around the world.
There's a big ball of snot over there in the Middle East, number one, that we're into so deep up to our necks.
I'm not into anything, sir. Don't include me in your wee. But go ahead.
Okay, I'm talking about America. Are you part of the United States?
You mean the United States government's troops? They're into their up to their necks. Yeah, but I'm not one of them. Thank goodness.
Well, they're fighting for you, son, so you might want to
think
about that.
Or are they fighting for politicians in Washington, D.C.?
No, they're fighting for the American people.
Yeah, that's what they tell you.
Let me just tell you, you need to stop your head right now in your tracks. They're fighting for the American people over there.
You just keep repeating it, and maybe it'll become true if you say it over and over again.
Well, you might want to talk to some families or some veterans are over there now.
I feel for those families.
I'm sure they
would. I want their children back here safe.
So do I, but I'm talking about why they're over there. You asked me a question. You said, why do you think they're over there?
Let's get back to the issue of force. Let's get back to the issue of force. You're okay with forcing every young person in America to go into the military for 2 years.
I live in a populated area, okay? I see kids driving around doing nothing, doing squat all day long.
Maybe it's because they can't get a job. Maybe it's because it's illegal for them to get a job. Do you ever think about that one?
Maybe because they don't want to get a job because there's jobs out there. But anyway, that's another issue there, all right?
So what you're saying here is, let me see if I got you straight, Steve. You're saying that because there are some shiftless loser kids out there, that all kids should be forced into the military. Is that right? Because let me tell you, when I was 16 years old, I was working at the big Kmart down in Sarasota, Florida, and I worked very, very hard when I had the opportunity to be working and wasn't being forced to be in the government daytime indoctrination camps called government schools. I was working very, very hard. You were telling me, sir, that you would pull me out after I started working at the radio station I'd worked at. You would pull me out of my productive life and put me in the military for 2 years.
I remember you were at the Sarasota at that place. I remember that. You wore a pink shirt with green lapels, right?
No, I'm afraid that's not the uniform at Kmart. But anyway, so what do you think about it? So you're okay with just pulling me out of my life at age 18 and throwing me into the military for 2 years, right?
Unless you're going to go in the college, if you're going to a college and you're already set to go, there would have to be some kind of regulation to them.
You're willing to let somebody out to go to college? Then is that all it takes to get out of the military is to go to college?
It's one remedy for health care problems. That's all it is. I'm not saying
that's all that you're proposing, huh? Just for health care.
Listen, junior. I'm not saying let's do it tomorrow.
Junior.
I'm saying junior. I'm not saying let's do it tomorrow, okay? It's an idea for them.
Here's another question for you. What if I decide, Steve, and then we've got callers that actually want to talk to you here. So what if I decide that I don't want your little health care deal? I'm more than willing to buy my own health care insurance or pay my own way through whatever health care I want to buy in the future. So I'm going to say, Steve, I've got a question for you. I'm going to say no to your little deal. No, I don't want to join the military. What are you going to do to me?
What am I going to do to you?
Yeah, what would you have them do to me for not joining the military? Because you're
That'd be up to Obama, which is probably going to be here in the next six to eight months.
So that's out of your hands, right? Just let the old Presidente decide that one.
I'm not the president.
What would you do if you were the president, Steve? Let's say you were the president. What would you have done to me?
Well, that does you. Jeez, that's kind of a weird question.
Well, I'm not joining the military. You're trying to make me join the military.
You've got a great plan here to how to fix the health care problem. Well, now there's a new problem
for you. Tie your feet to a tree and let you dangle down there and throw apples at you or something. You know, I mean, something stupid.
That's about what I'd expect from you, Steve.
Thanks.
Okay. Let's talk to Dan here. Dan's on the line. Hang on, Steve.
Now you're judging my mentality, right?
Steve, we're going to bring Dan in here, okay? Dan, you're on the line with Steve in Florida.
Hey, Steve in Florida. Hey, Steve, I'm serving right now in my third year in the U.S. military. I'm calling from my house.
I'm glad to hear that, too.
And I can tell you unequivocally that I do not want to serve alongside slaves. I don't want to serve alongside non-volunteers.
Well, I don't blame you. I can understand what you're saying there. I'm just throwing an idea out there to take care of the health care problem, the issues they're having right now.
Well,
That's what all this is about, Steve, is just getting people health care?
Let Dan talk
about it. I'll tell you something about the health care, Steve. Let me tell you about the health care because, you know, I had a friend who was in the Army, and he was stationed down in Arizona, and he went to see a military doctor, and you can ask him about his experience, except you can't ask him about his experience because he's dead. Because he went in for a routine.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Torn MCL.
Hey, Steve, are you going to let him tell his story? Put Steve on hold. Let's put Steve on hold. Dan, go ahead and tell your story.
Yeah.
So he went in for a routine
orthoscopic surgery on his knee. And when he was coming out of his anesthesia, no one was paying attention to the fact that he pulled out his breathing tube. And by the time they realized and they tried to do a tracheotomy, which from every doctor I've spoken to is one of the most routine emergency procedures that they can do, they killed him because they were so incompetent that they couldn't perform a tracheotomy.
So that's what you get then. That's the health care. That's the level of care.
So Steve wants slaves in his military, and he wants incompetent socialist health care.
Right. Yeah. Also, so you're forced into the military. Also, you can be forced to have crap can health care for the rest of your life. Great deal. Thanks for clearing that up, Dan. I appreciate your story, and I'm sorry to hear about your friend. And, okay, yes, as Steve pointed out, he had a glowing experience at the VA hospital.
Some people have to. Statistically, you have to. It's just that you're going to get significantly better health care from, when you're paying somebody for it.
Some people have glowing experiences in the Canadian health care system. But then there are all the other horror stories of people who can't get an appointment to save their life. I mean, literally.
I love the ones in England where they have, the dental systems socialized, too. And people are pulling their own teeth out with pliers because they can't get a dentist.
Because the lines and the queues are terrible, and the service, once you actually get in there, once you get the appointment, it can be absolutely destructive. And you want to force everyone into this. More on the way. We'll see if Steve wants to stick with us. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-605-4229 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-605-4229. That's 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Saturday edition of the show. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those, including the bulletin board system. We've got over 450,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about, from serious issues to fun stuff. You find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com.
The Institute for Humane Studies is offering 12 different seminars this summer in locations across the country. Participation is free, and the IHS covers meals and housing. Seminars are for those simply curious about libertarian philosophy, to those passionate about liberty, even those who want career advice, networking opportunities, and lectures relevant to each career path. Go to libertarianseminars.com and register today. The deadline is March the 31st. It's coming up very quickly. If you know somebody who's in college or somebody who's of college age or in graduate school or whatever, tell them about libertarianseminars.com. The IHS covers everything.
800-259-9231. I believe Steve is still with us. Steve, listening to WFLA in Florida. Now, Steve, you are on the air telling us that you want a draft. You want to bring back the draft to mandate that all young people in America join the military, not for some purpose to whip them into shape, though you did allude to that. You did allude to that. You want them to join the military so they can have health care.
Just 1 second.
All right, we're here.
I'm not on the air demanding this to happen. Well, you make it sound like I'm kind of a czar or something. All I'm suggesting is an idea to produce the, I'm on my second joint, by the way. Suggesting an idea for the healthcare problem that we're having right now. It seems like kids are the one, and I talk to a lot of kids because I'm around a lot of kids. My wife's quite a bit younger than I am, and I'm around a lot of younger people. And they're having problems with issues as far as getting doctor stuff.
So, is it possible that that's a bad idea?
Let me finish.
Go ahead, Steve.
Let me finish this. So I'm just suggesting an idea for, I guess, if a kid, I guess I should, it should be volunteer, but let me see what's going to happen in a few months. We're also going to make it to where you're going to have a volunteer stateside military, you're not going to get paid. You might as well get paid for it and just join up, fresh out of high school and learn something. Yeah, it's just an idea. You know, they got
I see where you're coming
schools.
From, and we're against that, too.
Schools in the military.
Yeah. What? Steve, we're against that, too. You're talking about the national service program that Barack Obama's working
They'll
on.
Be paid, though.
That's also slavery.
I heard some crap about his mouth.
I'll tell you what, we do have other people that want to talk to you. Let's go to Alan listening in Nebraska. Alan, you're on with Steve.
Yeah, hello, first Alan. Of all, this is not why I called in, but I want to say the only health care problems we have today are related to corporations known as pharmaceutical companies and who control the doctors and companies that control the food. If we ate the right things...
That's not true, right, Matt, Alan. What they're doing now, all y'all people with no money are whining about wanting their kids to be seen by doctors and stuff.
Okay, the bottom line...
I don't know about Nebraska, but in Florida, it's a little different.
Steve, thanks for the call. I really appreciate hearing from you tonight. I think he's had enough. Alan, go ahead with your thoughts. We've lost Alan. I'm sorry about that. Alan can call back. We'll bring him back here. In the meantime, Puke is on the line in New Hampshire. Puke, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just want to call in and, there's so many topics that Steve brought up, but I guess I'll just go down the list that, mandatory service is a horrendous idea. Being a volunteer in the Army for 6 years and being deployed 3 times, I definitely met a lot of volunteers that were lazy and shiftless, and once they'd been in the military for a while, didn't want to be there. And to imagine somebody being forced into such a thing, it's just unimaginable how much worse a soldier like that could be.
So you're saying it was bad enough with the volunteer military?
Right, it's bad enough, and it's getting worse because they keep dropping their standards. And if you force people, right out of high school or in their 20s to go into the military and be deployed back and forth or to just stay in the United States, they're just going to be that much worse. And you're just going to drive away even more of the so-called good soldiers who might actually be there for, the what you would call the patriotic reason, however diluted those ideas might be. And, it's just ludicrous, not to mention the fact that to have every young person going into the military would be a massive financial drain because the military pays for all of this stuff by taxing the productive people of the country.
And it doesn't produce anything. I mean, as great as some people think the military is, it doesn't produce anything of saleable value. It destroys things. That's its job.
Right. It's just a massive money drain, and the largest part of the government budget is already the military, and it's huge. I'd like to, say that the reason that countries have mandatory service, countries like Israel, Taiwan, South Korea, is because they're bordered right next to an enemy that can run across the border. It doesn't make it any more right, but they sort of almost have a legitimate reason to have a constant military presence. America is surrounded, it only has two other countries, Canada and Mexico, and neither one of those countries are invading us or have any reason to invade us at the moment.
Today.
That'll change. If you just had just the National Guard, that would be more than enough troops to fend off any invading Canadians or Mexicans.
Thank you, Pete, for the
it's
call.
It's funny to even hear idea of invading Canadians,
1-800-259-9231. Let's continue. RJ is listening to WFLA in Florida. RJ, you're on Free Talk Live. Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
I just want to talk to my comments on Steve's mandatory enrollment. I don't think it's necessarily a good idea for mandatory enrollment of just anyone in the military, but I'm 27. I'm from Sarasota, Florida, too, actually. I live in Sarasota. I've lived here my whole life. And I can tell you right now there's an epidemic of drugs, especially prescription pills. And what I could see happening, like in the movie The River Runs Through It, when I think it was Eisenhower had the work projects where you could volunteer, and maybe something where, like, troubled youth without structure that's going to cause a drain on the economy further down the road that are just going to be incarcerated their whole life, where instead of – they've already have it where they go to boot camps for 3, 6, 9 months a year depending on their age. But once they hit 18 for nonviolent or drug charges, you don't want to put a gun in their hand, but have some sort of pair of, like, service or something like that with an incentive that, you know, once they complete that, they might get a small allotment towards college.
RJ, just out of curiosity, RJ, what government program has worked?
Say that again?
What government program has worked so far? I'd like you to point to one.
In regards to just anything in
general?
Anything.
Like one government program that has done what it was supposed to do successfully with flying colors, trumpets blaring. You can point, I mean, if you're proposing this program that's going to fix things with the government here, and you're going to put in charge of it people that are, well, that they're politicians who make their living from punishing their enemies and rewarding their friends. And, you know, they're the ones that are going to implement this program of yours. And what I'm wondering is, can you point to that government program, that shining golden beacon on a hill that has worked?
Well, it's kind of, you know, the government, the problem isn't the people, the problem is the government. But I'm not sure if I can give an exact program, but what I can say is when they stopped the draft and had voluntary only, I wasn't alive at that time. I think that boosted the morale for Vietnam.
I agree.
I think the reason for a draft, and that would only be in dire, you know, China or something like that, where we just can't match them man to man. There's reasons why they have the draft, but it shouldn't just be implemented. So, in that sense, that's a good.
So his answer was getting rid of the draft. Mark was
he said that the government doesn't. The problem is the government, and the government doesn't do anything very well, right? So, but you want the government to solve this problem with these youths?
I don't think it can solve the problem, but I think that it's a problem there and its approach. Because what I'm seeing is just a lot of people that don't know where they're going, and a lot of single parents, especially, you know. The president talks about it, minorities, his minority, the large Spanish minority that's coming over. The white, I'm white, a lot of white, you know, single parents that don't get the disciplinary. I didn't get the disciplinary.
So replace bad parenting with bad government. Thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Mark, you were in jail for about 9 years of your life. Maybe we should put kids in there for a couple of years because they need discipline, according to RJ.
Yeah, that, you know, they'll get to see how poorly the government functions.
More coming up. Money you dial in, bring up whatever you want. Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in and bring up whatever you want. The Saturday edition, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. And if you enjoy this show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier. For as little as $3 a month, we take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on as many radio stations as we possibly can and bringing new internet listeners on board, thereby exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com, get on board, and you get access to perks like the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are at amp.freetalklive.com.
Did you know that over 35% of IT admins admit to snooping through their boss's email? Shouldn't your business email be secure? PrivacyHarbor.com is an email alternative that's private and confidential, guaranteed. You can go over there and get a free account today at PrivacyHarbor.com because normal email is not secure. PrivacyHarbor.com.
800-259-9231. Before we continue here with the phone calls, I just want to touch a little bit further on to what it was that RJ was saying there a few moments ago. It sounded to me like RJ was saying that he believes that there are some kids out there that are troubled. And if we just create the right government program, we can help these troubled kids. Right?
That's the sound, you know, midnight basketball or whatever, right?
Yeah, so take troubled kids out of their troubled homes and let the government take care of them. I'm sure that'll just work out great.
Well, he wasn't able to point to a government program that had worked up until this point. And
his program will work, though, because just follow his instructions.
I know somebody out there somewhere has a government program that they can skin me on. That, like, out there somewhere is that
the
government?
The weather bureaucracy, the one that puts the weather maps together.
They might. NOAA?
Yeah.
They might have me there. I don't know too much about NOAA. However, I would tell you that, I'd fall back to my normal one, which is, you know, you may have, you know, because the government can build buildings and bridges and things like that, and people don't generally die, but they always build them for too much, and they build them, you know, and they're slow. So, you know, all I can say on that is, if you're building something for too much, you haven't been successful. I'll give you the example that I give on a regular basis. If my wife sends me out to buy a car, let's say she wants to get one of those new Toyota Camrys, and they're $27,000. And I go out and I buy a Toyota Camry for $85,000. Because I'm sure there's some salesman out there that would let me pay that if I wanted to.
I get me
a Toyota Camry for $85,000 because I decide we want solid gold rims or whatever, and then, you know, he adds a little here, a little there, and then I get $85,000.
You failed.
Yeah, I bought a Camry, and it functions. However, yeah. I paid three times as much for it as I was supposed to.
I would rather.
And then the Camry doesn't get delivered until a month from now.
Sweet. You know, something I'd want to focus, I want to focus on quickly, though, about why are these kids so much trouble? I mean, both RJ and Steve earlier kind of echoed a similar sentiment about all these kids, you know, they're shiftless and they're lazy and they need to whip them into shape. They need discipline. Discipline. Well, why are they like that? Allow me to posit just a few suggestions. Number one, we live in a society where young people are encouraged to stay as childlike as long as possible. It's true. Look at the rules that they have to live by. Most kids can't get a job until they're 16. I know the minimum age is, in many cases, 14, but there are certain insurance factors and things like that, all kinds of regulations that make it very... It's something that businesses don't want to do.
It's hard. It's hard enough to run a business, but then to wade through all that government paperwork at the same time.
You've got to give like all kinds of breaks to the kids, and there's just more regulations that apply when you're hiring a 14-year-old than when you're hiring a 16-year-old than when you're hiring an 18-year-old. So the entire system is structured to discourage kids from becoming adults. And I think that if that were different, I think that if you were, say, 12, and you could go out and you could get some sort of job bagging groceries or something like that, and you weren't just hanging out all afternoon or hanging out all weekend long with your buddies looking for something to do, inevitably, as boys will do, they'll break stuff and get into trouble and burn things. You know, that's what boys
that's
do.
What they do.
When they're idle. So you give them the opportunities to be productive.
Right. You don't need a government program. You need the government to get out of the way.
Yeah.
There's plenty of programs out there. We call them jobs. I had a job from the time I was 12 years old on. I, you know, haven't not worked from then. Now, I worked, I guess, illegally. I didn't think of it that way. I didn't come across a bunch of government agents in my life, so I never had to really deal with that. But I just went to work, and it taught me responsibility. It taught me to be to work on time. It taught me how to deal with the buying public, which is extraordinarily important. Customer service is very important in whatever industry you are.
Right, and if you learn how to deal with the public at a job, you know, some sort of retail job or food service or whatever where you're interacting with the public, then you'll be better just in general when you're not on your working hours. You'll be more respectful towards people. You won't be a little teenage brat. As we have so many of today.
You know, I just stopped off at a fast food restaurant not too long ago. It's been a couple of weeks now. And the girl counted my change back. I didn't count my change, but she gave me the wrong change back.
Uh-oh.
And it was too little, but it was only by a few, you know, like a few coins. I decided, you know, she was busy. She ran off before I had a chance to talk to her. And I decided not to say anything about it just because, you know, it was not her drawer that was in the trouble. And I'm just like, I don't care. But. You know, the store I worked at, we counted the money out of a shoebox. I learned how to count money. This girl was likely out of high school and couldn't count money. And it's sad.
It is. And my girlfriend works at a restaurant full time, and she has to deal with these kids who many of them are having, you know, it is their first job at age 18 or 17. And they, it's like, she says it's like babysitting. So by the time you get to 16 and 17, you should be a well-refined employee. You should have it all down at that point. It shouldn't be your first foray. Obviously, each family should be deciding these things for themselves.
Sure.
But they
Some
can't.
Families don't want their kids to go to go get work right
but
away.
But for those that do, they can't do it. They're prohibited by law from being able to become mature young adults. And that's the society that we live in today. And I think if that changed, then you'd see a lot less of these, you know, shiftless mall rat teens.
You'll still see some.
You'll still see some, sure, but you'll see a lot less of them. You'll see a lot less. And that way you're not trying to solve a problem that essentially government created with another government program.
And that's how it always goes. All the problem, you know, the vast majority of problems out there are caused by the government.
Let's go to your phone calls. Alan is back. We had some phone trouble before. Alan, I want to give you another chance to say what you had to say. Go ahead, sir.
Well, before I finish with what I was trying to say, I want to answer what you're talking about.
Yes, sir.
Please.
What you're talking about is never going to happen because they want them in government schools, not public schools, government schools, just like Hitler's school, to program them.
I agree.
They do.
That's why
the kids don't, and I'm not bashing kids, but that's why they are in the situation they are, and the government loves it.
There's no doubt about it. The government indoctrination camps are, you know, a major factor as to why kids are the way they are today, and that needs to change, too. And I understand your pessimism about this, but I believe that we can change this if we get enough people together, and we're going to talk about the Free State Project here in a little bit. Your other thoughts, sir?
Well, and one other diversion, if I can. Any vets or active duty military or police officers that are listening, there is a website. I believe it is oathkeepers.blogspot.com. But okay. I think if you search Oath Keepers.
Yep. Oath Keepers?
Oath Keepers.
Okay.
Yep.
I saw this tonight,
actually.
It's
about our oath. And the oath I took was to the Constitution, not George Bush, not Obama. I'll be 47 next month. I served 4 years active duty, volunteered, infantry, in the military, in the Army, and then I was in the National Guard for 2.5 years. I don't bash the military, and I'm not a Democrat. I've never voted for a national Democrat in my life, but I haven't voted for a presidential Democrat or a Republican or either party since George Bush Daddy, his second term, and I was an idiot then.
The website is oath-keepers.blogspot.com, and there's a really great little thing that they've essentially sworn an oath. They've re-sworn, basically. They say they will not obey orders to disarm the American people. We will not obey orders to conduct warrantless searches of the American people. We won't obey orders to detain American citizens as unlawful enemy combatants or to subject them to military tribunal, and the list goes on. But we're short on time, so if you had any other comments, you should get them out there.
Well, the only thing I wanted to say on what you said in the very beginning, I told my 17-year-old son, who will be 18 next month, that I would break both his legs so bad that they would never take him if he tried to go in the military.
Wow, you feel pretty strongly about that.
Yes, but I've taught him, I've explained it, why the military today does not serve the proper mission. It doesn't defend our country. It basically serves the UN. And I'm not bashing the military because most of them don't understand, just like I didn't.
Sure. But that's what they prey on. They prey on 18-year-old kids that don't really know, they just don't know anything about the real world. And they sucker them in, and then they've got them for 4 or 6 years, or however long the enrollment is. I thank you for your persistence in calling back tonight, and I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. So, yeah, he feels pretty strongly about his son not going into the military, and that's because he's been in. So
military guy.
Yeah, hour three's coming up. You dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. This is the Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Gun Day. 3 days to exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, shotguns, rifles, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457 or visit knobcreekrange.com. That's K-N-O-B, creekrange.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.